73 schools are appealing their letter grades given to them by state officials. That's according to the Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting. The reasons for the appeals include incorrect data used to calculate their grade, also accusations of a flawed system. Joining us now with more on this is Jim Small. He's the executive director and editor with the Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So what is the school's beef with the grades that they got?
Well, you know, it does vary. I mean, like you mentioned, you know, there's been a lot of schools have really complained about this entire grading, kind of the rubric that was used to grade the schools. It's very complicated. It's a very lengthy document. A lot of schools didn't really get a chance to even understand what they were going to be graded on, basically, until it was time to submit the information for the grades. So, you know, a lot of schools basically said, look, either the formula is incorrect or it's biased against a school like ours for whatever situation they have, or a lot of schools said that they either submitted the wrong data or that there were technical errors with the computer system and with the software that was used to upload the data and to transmit it. That's most detailed. I think that's probably about 2/3 of the appeals are based on either the formula or the data that was used used within the formula in order to actually grade the schools.
So what is the appeals process? I mean, what is the best case, I guess, outcome for these schools that are appealing the grades that they got?
I think the best case outcome is that their grade gets improved, and most schools are asking for an increase of one letter grade. So if they got a B, they're asking for an A. If they got a C, they're asking for a B. You know, as far as process goes, it's really unclear. I mean, they filed these appeals with the State Board of Education and the Arizona Department of Education. And in terms of what the process is on that, I think it's a little nebulous at this point. And it's unclear when those are going to be ruled on, when the schools are going to find out whether their grades get changed or not. But the funny thing is, though, is that even if they do get changed, there's going to be a whole different grading that's going to happen at some point in the future. The State Board of Education came out last week and said that it views these as preliminary grades. If they need to go back and rework this formula, they feel that the formula is not finalized and is not well done. And after spending a year creating it, and that they're going to go back and they're going to make some changes to it and then rescore every school again and then do a whole separate appeals process before they can finally get to what they will believe is final grades.
Well, it sounds like the Department of Education or the Board of Education might have some agreement from the schools in terms of thinking that the system is not the best way to go.
I think from some schools, they absolutely will. You know, I think there were a lot of schools, I mean, whether they were district schools or charter schools, I think charter schools in particularly are dissatisfied with this grading formula. But even a lot of district schools were not happy about the process at the very least, and the fact that they didn't know what was going to be scored and what things were going to count more than others in these grades. You know, and at the end of the day, I mean, this really is important for schools. It's not just for bragging rights. Although it's certainly nice to say, yeah, we have an A school or we have a B school, but these grades actually affect funding. And schools that are able to show improvement in their grades will actually be able to get more funding to enhance their programs and provide, you know, essentially a better education for their students. And so, you know, it really, at the end of the day, I mean, this is about dollars and cents for these schools.
Jim, very quickly before we let you go, is it possible to generally say where the schools that are appealing fell on the grading system? I mean, were these schools that got Bs that are looking for As, or are these schools that maybe got Cs or Ds that are looking to move up?
Most of them are in that kind of C, D, and some F ranges. There are definitely some Bs that are going for As, but the majority of these are kind of in those middle tier. They're in that D or C or B, D or C range, really, is most of them. It's probably about 2/3 of them. And they're looking to either, you know, to move up one or, in some cases, two letter grades.
All right. That's Jim Small. He's executive director and editor of the Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting. Jim, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.